Good morning, everyone. This is Catechism 2021. It is the 10th Lord's Day. Let's get right into it with a prayer. Father, we thank you. We worship you for your holiness, for your power. We come to you confessing our need for forgiveness, confessing our weakness, asking for your help, dear Lord. Bless us today by your word and by your Holy Spirit. It's in Christ that we ask. Amen. All right. The 10th Lord's Day, we are on God the Father. And the first thing I need to do, though, is tie up a loose end from last week. I forgot to read the memory verse for last week. So let's do that first, and then we'll get to today's question and answer. Commit to heart Psalm 33:6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. God is creator, the one true living God, the creator of all things, the creator of the heavens and the earth. If you create a universe, or if I create a universe out of nothing, and if I create, or if you create, creatures to inhabit that universe, then you or I have the right to determine what's right and what's wrong, what should happen, what shouldn't happen. But with this universe, with this world, that's not the case. God created this world. He has all rights and all authority over all things, including morals and how we ought to live. All right, Lord's Day number 10, question 27. What do you understand by the providence of God? What do you understand by the providence of God? Providence is the almighty and ever-present power of God by which he upholds, as with his hand, heaven and earth, and all creatures. He so rules them that leaf and blade, rain and drought, fruitful and lean years, food and drink, health and sickness, prosperity and poverty, all things, in fact, come to us not by chance, but from his fatherly hand. And then here are your cross references, just to get you started on your Bible study. Question 28. How does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help us? Right, so now just see that word how, see the word help us. We're talking about the practical application of that truth, that all things are in God's hands. As we learned as children, he's got the whole wide world in his hands. And this is not a random chance universe, but a universe of design, a universe where God is present and watching and where he's working. Question 28, how does that help us? How does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help us? We can be patient when things go against us, which is every day to one degree or another. Thankful when things go well, also true every day to one degree or another. Not always true in the same way or to the same degree. So we can be patient, number one. We can be thankful, number two. And for the future, we can have good confidence in our faithful God and Father that nothing will separate us from his love. Romans 8, 31 through 39 is your main passage there. First passage that uses that language explicitly. So we can be patient, we can be thankful, and we can have hope for the future. We can be free of anxiety, and that's something we'll always struggle with, is worry and anxiety and doubt, but we can have faith, we can have hope for the future. And then this final clause here, all creatures are so completely in his hand that without his will, they can neither move nor be moved. So you can look at the different examples or the different aspects of this practical application, being patient, when things are going against us and hanging in there, so to speak. Being thankful when things go well. Being grateful when things go well. For the future, having hope. And all of these are different aspects of one major practical application. It's this, living by faith and not falling into despair. Living by faith and not falling into despair. And so contrary to the message of the fallen culture, we do not live in a random chance universe. It is not the case that material existence is all there is. You really do have a soul. There really is right and wrong. There really is a God. There really is eternity. All of these things should be shaping how we live All right, and our memory verse, commit to heart, James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. I rarely do this, if ever. I can't remember, honestly, but I want to say a few things on James 1:5. The first clause strikes me right off the bat. If any of you lacks wisdom, what I think that should read, that's tongue-in-cheek, right? I don't think I have the authority to rewrite God's word, but just in terms of application, it should say something like this. Since all of you do lack wisdom, right? Since all of you do lack wisdom. And I think in terms of the application, that's sort of the direction James is heading here. If any of you lacks wisdom, but the reason he says that is because he wants us to think about specific areas you might lack wisdom in, specific areas I lack wisdom in. If you lack wisdom here, or if you lack wisdom here, go to God and ask. If you want wisdom in a specific situation, in a specific way, ask God. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously. God will provide wisdom to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Wisdom has to do with godly living. This is not just head knowledge. This is not intellectualism. Wisdom means understanding the word of God and being able to apply it in life. This has to do with godly living. And so, if you lack wisdom, let's go back to the... if you're struggling with being patient, you need wisdom in a certain situation, specifically to help you have patience. Go to God and ask. If you're struggling with being thankful for the good things, or even seeing and recognizing the good things God is doing or God has given you, and you need wisdom in that area of life, go to God and ask. If you need hope for the future, if you need a stronger faith, a stronger assurance and confidence in God's love, that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ, go to God and ask. If you have struggles in these areas, go to God and ask. And that's wisdom. Godly living, being able to understand and apply God's word to our lives. So James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, which is all of us, in different areas, in different degrees, at different times in our lives, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Go to Christ for salvation, becoming a child of God through faith and repentance. Now, as a child of God, you're going to continue to struggle and battle against sin and strive for wisdom in all areas of life. And when you lack wisdom, go to God and ask, and he will provide and he will help. Father, we thank you. Thank you for making us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we worship you. We give you thanks. We praise you for your glory, for your purpose, for your power in our lives. And we ask for wisdom. And we meditate each one on the different areas and ways we need wisdom. We ask that you provide. We ask that you'd be gracious. Show yourself faithful to your word. Be gracious to us. Give us wisdom. Give us strength for our time of struggle and battle down here against the flesh, against the world, against the devil. We ask for your help. We cannot do it on our own, but we ask that you would help us. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow. Confession of Faith, week 10, and then next Sunday, Catechism 2021. Lord willing, we'll be here for the 11th Lord's Day of the year. God bless you.